Welcome and thanks for listening. My name is David Lillehaug, and this is my second statewide radio broadcast. As a DFL candidate for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Rod Grams, I'm trying to get beyond the usual campaign gimmicks. I'm tired of empty rhetoric and 30-second ads that insult our intelligence, and I think most voters agree. That's why I'm taking this opportunity to talk directly to the people of Minnesota, to you, so we can have an honest conversation about the important issues that impact our lives. In politics today, big money has become too important, and the cynical, self-serving special interests have too much power. That's why I'm running for the Senate. And as I campaign across the state, I hear people talking a lot about the difficulty getting access to quality, affordable health care. Now, more than any other issue, health care reveals what's wrong with Washington today. Special interest money has repeatedly blocked real reform and a patient's bill of rights. Another example of wealthy corporations winning out over working people. It was the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. who said, quote, "Of all the forms of inequality, injustice in health care is the most shocking and inhumane." I agree with the words of Dr. King. Health care should be a basic fundamental right. But too many Americans live in fear of getting sick because they don't have the means to pay for expensive medical treatment. Does Senator Grams really care that 45 million Americans don't have health insurance? Twice that number, 90 million Americans are underinsured. That means a catastrophic illness could bankrupt a family. But statistics don't begin to convey the desperation of young parents who can't afford a doctor for their sick child, or a senior on a fixed income struggling to pay for expensive prescription medicine. I will fight the managed care and insurance industry until basic health care is guaranteed for all Americans, and we can start by making sure that every child has health insurance. And HMOs as they exist today, where bureaucrats, administrators, and corporate executives suck up 15 to 20 cents of every health care dollar and plague God with people's lives, are certainly not the answer. Working people in Minnesota deserve health care they can count on when they need it the most. Unfortunately, Rod Grams has not only walked away from the health care fight, he's joined the other side. But if you send David Lillehaug to the United States Senate, I'll take on the HMOs and the big insurance companies. And for those who belong to managed care plans, you should know that Senator Grams opposes an effective patient bill of rights, voting against legislation that would protect you from HMOs that deny a patient care for a few extra dollars of profit. And I'm also deeply concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs. A recent study has shown that a $100 prescription in the U.S. is sold for $71 in Germany, $64 in Canada, and $57 in France. Another report reveals that one-third of American senior citizens don't have drug coverage. They have Medicare without medicine. And the big drug companies keep merging with each other to monopolize the market and jack up their prices. When I was U.S. attorney, I cracked down on telemarketers who were ripping off seniors, and now it's time to crack down on prescription medicine price gouging that hurts older Americans the most. If you elect me to the Senate, I'll work to extend Medicare to prescription drugs. But I'll also try to subpoena the executives of American drug companies and make them answer, under oath, one simple question. How in the name of human decency can you do this to our parents and our grandparents? Making prescription medicine affordable for everyone will be one of my top priorities because no matter how big the players are on the other side, I know whose side I'm on. And I guess that brings me to the heart of the Lillehaug for Senate campaign. Standing up for the people who don't have a voice in the halls of power. Standing up against the big special interests like the drug companies. They use their money to play politics and stop any attempt to help hardworking families. Already, wealthy contributors with access and influence are pouring big money into Rod Grams' campaign war chest. So it's no wonder Senator Grams refuses to support serious campaign finance reform. And not surprisingly, you'll find the big drug and insurance companies are among his most generous supporters. If we're ever going to pass a patient bill of rights and cut the soaring costs of prescription drugs, if we're ever going to have meaningful gun control, if we're ever going to improve education, if we're ever going to save family farms, if we're ever going to restore trust in government, we must have the courage to clean up the campaign finance system, because democracy is not a product to be bought and sold. Well, I see I've run out of time and I was just getting warmed up. For more information on the important issues and my ideas for progressive approach to solving problems, please visit our website at www.lillehaug.org. And for DFL delegates, we have online updates and convention information. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. I'm David Lillehaug, and this broadcast was paid for by Lillehaug for Senate.